Welcome to Confessions of a Talkaholic, where we discuss anything and everything. Tune into your virtual friend group. Check us out on Instagram at Coat Podcast. That is coat_podcast. Hey, baddies. Welcome back. I think my last episode was like maybe a couple weeks to a month ago, but it's better because I still forget to upload and it would be like 3+ months. So this is better. Anyways, today's going to be a short episode because, honestly, it doesn't need to be long, but quick life updates. I graduate college in 5 weeks. I'm going to 5 80s concerts this summer, and I think that's the only things that happened in my life since then. Like, personal things, but I'm not going to air out my business. Not this time. But today, I'm with my friend Natalie, who was in one of my previous episodes, I think, maybe close to a year ago.
I feel like it was almost exactly a year ago. I think we did it spring quarter last.
Yeah, probably a year ago. But now we are doing an episode, but this one's going to be short because we are just going to go through our summer bucket lists. So the idea came to me because I don't know if you guys read like the Judy Moody book series, but there's a book series and it's like for little kids, but anyways. And they made a movie about her summer book. It was like Judy Moody's like Not So Bummer Summer. And she made this like super epic like summer bucket list of things she was going to do. And then so me and Natalie had planned to hang out. And I was like, oh my gosh, do you want to make summer bucket lists? Because we both graduate this summer. And it's just fun. It's just this little hobby. And why not? So I'm going to have Natalie go first. And then I'll go after. But introduce yourself and how you're doing and all that.
Okay. Hi guys, my name is Natalie, and I'm back a year later. and I am just super excited to be here with Dana and on this podcast again, and I've been doing really well. And I'm so excited for summer and to graduate. I think it's crazy that we're both graduating in 3 years. And Dana was saying earlier that it doesn't even feel like we were roommates at one point. Because if you don't know, we were roommates freshman year. It just feels like we were friends.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy that we've really fast-tracked this.
Dude, for real. 3 years.
Yeah. And I have a busy next few weekends. So after this, I'm going to be focusing on getting ahead of my schoolwork.
Real.
But yeah, I'm so excited for this summer and I can't wait. Okay, so how do you want to do this? Do you want to do like me do one, you do another one?
No, just do all of yours in one shot and you can like explain each one of them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into this. I'm going to lay out a visual for you all. Actually, if you want to see a real visual of ours, you can go to my YouTube channel. It's Natalie Grace with 2 L's in Natalie. And I vlogged us a little bit doing our summer bucket list. So hopefully that will be up in a vlog soon for you all.
I could put, oh no, this will probably come out before yours. Yeah. Because I was saying I could put the link.
Okay.
I can always add it in later too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. But like just for a little visual of mine, there's two columns. The second column goes like a little bit more than halfway down, but the first column goes all the way down the page. And at the top of the page, we have a title, Summer Bucket List. It's in pink and in cursive, and it's like really thin pen. And then next to it is 2024, like really big, but also with thin. So like all the letters are really thin.
Big but thin.
Big but thin. And then I just have a little sticker to say bye, Natalie. And then on the sides of the paper, I have this like holographic pink washi tape kind of lining it. And then all of the colors of everything is super bright and sparkly.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get into it. My first summer bucket list is to go to the Melrose Trading Post. I've been to it a few times, but I want to go more often because it kind of like goes in with another one of mine, which is to do more thrift flips. I just think that it's better to go thrifting.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's just like obviously I feel like everyone knows that. It's better to thrift. It's better for the environment and
keeping better quality.
Yeah, keeping fashion in cycle rather than letting it go to the dumps. And also, like, not supporting fast fashion as much is definitely a goal of mine just for, like, the future on out. So Melrose Trading Post, Thrift Flips, and the Rose Bowl Flea Market also. Just those three kind of all going in together. So that's like three of mine already marked off.
Yes.
Next, I also just generally want to spend more time in LA, but I specifically want to go to the Griffith Observatory. I think I've been before, but I was really little. Mm-hmm. And every summer I've tried to go, but like my family is always like, oh, it's so far, it's so hot, you have to park really far away, la la, like making excuses. I'm like, I'm done with these excuses. Yeah. I want to go. So definitely the Griffith Observatory. And alongside that, we have the Lake Hollywood Park, which is like a really cutesy park in LA, and it has a really good view of the Hollywood sign. Mm. I think that would be a great place to like maybe do a picnic, which I have also on here, or take Instagram photos. Mm-hmm. All of that stuff. We're just going to be doing it for the plot this summer, even if there's not an exact reason behind why you want to do something. Okay, so next, I have Laguna Beach. I think the beach in general is just something that I want to do, but I really like Laguna Beach. Mm-hmm. I love how some of their beaches are really secluded and you can have like a nice time without a bunch of people around
That's true.
So Laguna Beach is definitely one of them. The next thing I have is hiking at least one time a week. There's so many hikes in the LA area, and like I've never just taken advantage of it.
Ooh, you should, you should. They're
so fun. I definitely think I would want to. I also know that my mom would be interested in doing it, so I think that's something we're going to do together, hopefully. And then something else that my family and I have been talking about is tennis and pickleball. So my sister and I actually were talking about this the other day. We were like, we should do tennis regularly over the summer because there's a tennis court like really close to our house. And we can easily just walk over there. It's completely free to use. Mm-hmm. And my dad has like tons of tennis rackets in our garage.
Oh, I think so, we do too.
Like we wouldn't even have to spend any money or buy anything for it. So definitely doing tennis 2 to 3 times a week just to stay active as well in the summer and be active and doing more activities and like having fun while you're trying to stay fit and healthy. The next thing is camping with my family. This is something I do like every single summer, but I feel like it's just such an essential part of my summers because it's so regular in my summer routine. Likely we're going to be going back to the San Luis Obispo area, which we do every September during Labor Day weekend, but that will still be in the summertime
basically.
If we don't do camping before that. So the next thing I'm going to put these together, it's host brunches and dinners. So I don't know what it is, but I love the idea of having my friends over and like getting everyone together and hosting. Mm-hmm. I've always been like, when I move out, I want to host, and I'm still going to be living with my parents for now because like I can. So why not save the money?
Yeah.
But I have the, like all my friends are in that area and they have the ability to have them over and to like take over a space in the house for a bit of time just to have some brunches or dinners and get everyone together. I don't know. I always see like those really aesthetic videos and TikToks and reels of girls having like their friends over and having like girls or like dinner parties. Mm-hmm. And I just love those vibes. So here for it. So that's what I want to do with my friends. And then after that, I have jazz bars / club. I feel like I've always kind of just wanted to go to one. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I'm not, like, super into jazz or anything. It's, like,
There's a couple in Long Beach.
But yeah. I just like the vibe and, like, the idea yeah. of being, like, super classy for a night and getting all dressed up.
Yes.
I think it's going to be fun to just experience it at least once this summer, especially since I will be turning 21.
True.
So I can experience new bars and clubs and places. So that's going to be super fun. And then the next thing I have are karaoke nights. I love karaoke. I've been quite a few times over the past year, mm-hmm. which is something that I've always wanted to, like, kind of have in a regular night out, just because I love it so much. So I definitely want to continue to have that throughout the summer. I already talked about that. My next thing is to try all the cafes I have on saved on Instagram. So, like, I get a bunch of, like, this is so random, but my Instagram reels are full of different places in the SoCal area, mm-hmm. and a lot of those consist of cafes. Mm-hmm. And my sister and I, like, we always send each other reels of cafes in mm-hmm. our area, and we're like, we need to go here, we need to try this place.
Yeah.
And then we never do it.
No.
Yeah. So we need to be doing that, and I'm gonna make it a priority for us to do that this summer. And then alongside cafes, I had to add the Beechwood Cafe here. If you're a Harry, you know. This is so, okay. So there's a song that Harry has, and it's called Falling. And it says, the coffee's out at the Beechwood Cafe. And basically, okay. the fans have connected that to being this cafe in Beechwood, Hollywood area.
Mm-hmm.
Which is such a beautiful part of LA, mm-hmm. first of
all. Oh, I like the floors.
Yeah, and it's so cute inside there. The cafe has honestly done an amazing job of marketing off of Harry's brand because they can.
Yeah.
And I, as a Harry, I love going there. Their food is amazing. I will say their coffee is not the greatest I've ever had, but I love their other drinks, like their lemonades are so good. My friend had their matcha once and said it was really good. So I definitely would like to take more trips there, like, if I'm in that area, just to be like, oh, yeah,
let's go to the... Oh, here's a picture of him there.
Yeah.
Oh, this is cute. You need to recreate the pictures.
Yes. So definitely the Beechwood Cafe is on the list. Okay, so next I have to go to a concert for a smaller artist that's, like, newer. I think my main reason for this is, like, I always go to concerts for bigger artists and ones that I'm, like, super big fans of. But there's plenty of, like, smaller artists that can definitely, like, need and deserve the recognition that I want to, like, try out. So if I just... And also, I feel like just the spontaneousness of it. Like, if I just see, oh, there's
last
a concert...
minute ticket.
Like, I can get a really cheap ticket for, like, why not go?
Yeah.
So I think that's the reason I put that on there. And then next, Dana and I both put the same thing. We have art museums because we want to go together. So I put art museums with Dana.
Yes.
There's a bunch of free museums in LA.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, we're both going to be in the area. So
might as well
do it together.
Yep.
My next thing is to take a trip outside of the U.S. So I've never been outside the country. I've been in a lot of states within the country.
Oh, you never left the country.
I've never left the country. My furthest I've been out is Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
But it's still technically the country.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I don't care where it is. Canada, Mexico.
Yeah.
Or like maybe Europe or something.
Yeah.
Whatever I can do, I'm going to do it. I want to take a trip outside of the U.S., just to experience a different place, a new culture. And I feel like traveling is just something that can expand your horizons and educate you so much more than just staying in the same place. So if I have the opportunity to take a trip outside the U.S. this summer, I'm definitely going to take it. Okay. Next thing is, as I talked about before, I have a YouTube channel, and I want to get more consistent on posting there. So I'm going to try to post... No, I'm going to post one time a week on YouTube so that I can just be consistent. It's not for, like, the purpose of, I guess. I mean, obviously, there's always a purpose of trying to grow followers and, gain more traction to your channel. But I feel like it's also just something that I've really enjoyed doing. So being disciplined in that and, like, being like, hey, you actually do like doing this, so why don't you do it more?
Yeah.
Is sort of my motive behind it.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So the next thing is beach bonfires, which kind of just goes with the idea of going to the beach more.
Ooh, yeah.
My friends and I have done bonfires in the past, and we just have, like, the best time.
Yeah.
So I definitely think having those more throughout the summer is going to be super fun. My next one is use my Polaroid. I have a Polaroid, and I've had it since I was 13 years old. Oh. I got it for my 13th birthday, and I've used it. I used it a lot when I was that age, but I haven't really used it at all since. But it still works perfectly fine, and I can still buy film for it, and it's literally sitting up there my dresser.
But you gotta put it to use.
Yeah, so I'm just like, why not put it to use? We're kind of, I feel like this summer we're kind of circling back to 2014 a little bit.
That's so true. Right? That's so true.
And 2014 was full of Polaroids.
That's true.
So I'm like, it's gonna match the vibe anyway, so might as well do it. Okay, I already talked about pickleball because that was the next thing, but after that I have bowling.
Ooh.
Bowling is something that I did a lot as a kid, and I did it last summer, and I've done it here and there with my family, but I really enjoy it, and I think it's just a fun activity to do, like, if I have nothing to do on a Friday night, or, like, even
Tuesday any day morning.
Tuesday morning, if I want to go bowling, my friends are like, what are we gonna do? Let's go bowling. There's actually a bowling place near my house that's like $10 bowling.
Ooh,
for an hour.
And a steal.
Right? It's so good. I'm like, yes, why not do that? After that I have a picnic. I feel like this kind of goes in with the idea of hosting brunches, dinners, and like going to parks. Just like mixing it all together, having a picnic. My only issues with picnics is bugs.
Oh, I know. The right? flies and like it's the like, bugs get around
you. Yeah, it's like so easy to romanticize it and be like, oh, it's so cute. But then in reality, there's always going to be bugs. It's and nasty. That's the thing that really like irks me. I hate bugs so much. So hopefully I can at least do it once.
Yeah, yeah.
And there isn't many bugs.
Yeah, yeah.
My next one is to make a summer scrapbook. Obviously, I'm speaking of all these things I want to do this summer, and how am I going to remember what I'm doing?
That's true. You got to document it.
Right? I have to document what I'm doing, so I'm thinking of doing a summer scrapbook. I don't know if it's going to be physical or digital. I feel like digital is definitely going to be way easier.
Definitely.
But if I want to do a physical one, I can always end up on printing it out and doing a physical one. My next one is learn more about making music and producing.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
So I've been learning to play the guitar by myself, which is like I've been teaching myself to play it for like 2 years now, and I have just like grown more of a passion and love for music making. And I definitely would love to learn how to produce and maybe make my own music one day.
Yes! So, oh yeah, oh yeah.
So I definitely think that if I have the time this summer, I'm gonna figure out how to do that. My next thing, my sister and I have been talking about wanting to do ceramics.
Me too.
Yeah. We're always like, oh, we should go to Color Me Mine and blah, blah, blah. But then there's like a pottery place near, like in Fullerton. It's kind of near us, and
because I want to do that too.
Yeah, and like we always walk past it. It's like downtown Fullerton. I don't know exactly what it's called, but
pottery paintings. Oh no! Oh, Kitsch Studios.
Yeah, I think it might be that. Yeah, like yeah, I think it's right? that one. And I think they do like ceramics and pottery painting classes. So I'm like, we should definitely look into that because it's something that we're both interested in. And it will give, like, us a good sister bonding time together. Next is go-kart racing. I've only been go-kart racing once in my life. And I was, like, just below the height limit that you needed to go on the regular tracks and drive alone. So I was, like, stuck on the little kid tracks, like passing all the little kids up. And so I just definitely want to, like, try it again. One more, I guess, once at least this summer. I know it'll be something my family would want to do too.
Yeah.
It's something that they hype up all the time. We just never go do it. And I'm like, there's so many times that I've noticed over the past few summers where we're all just like sitting around and like, okay, what are we going to do? And I'm like, so definitely when we have one of those days, I'm going to be like, we're going go-kart racing, like get in the car.
Yeah.
Like we're going.
Yeah.
Let's ride. Because
there's plenty of go-kart racing places in SoCal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. The next thing has to do with my family as well. We have not taken family photos in a while.
We've never taken family photos.
So I'm like, guys, we need to desperately get professional family photos done again, especially since my sister and I are going to be graduated now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like fully adults.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely need to get updated family photos this summer. I already talked about thrift flips. So I also have on here self-care nights. And basically, my idea with this is, like, everyone needs at least one night every week to do the full shebang. Mm. The full self-care. Mm-hmm. The full face mask.
The everything shower.
Yeah. And I want to be, like, really intentional with doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And make it, like, a whole aesthetic thing. Because why not?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
Romanticize your life.
Exactly. I can do it. So that's on here, too, self-care nights. And my last thing is my Niall Horan concert. It's actually crazy that this is the only concert I have lined up so far this summer.
Uh-huh.
But it's something that I've had tickets for like over a year now. Yeah. Because he announced the tour like last year and he's like just coming to America now.
Oh.
He's been in Europe for like the past like 6 months.
Yeah.
Basically doing the Europe tour. Uh-huh. So now he's finally coming to America. And his concert isn't even till the end of July, but
it'll come.
It's fine. No, I'm super excited to go. My friend and I have had this planned forever, and we have loved Niall since we were like babies. Like Niall was our, I guess what you would say is a bias.
Oh, your favorite. But,
like yeah. So he was definitely my favorite.
Harry wasn't your favorite?
I know, right? But I was a Niall girl. I know. Wow. Controversial. I think it was the blonde hair.
Oh, I can see
which
that.
Isn't he's even, Irish. Like, he's so. Not even actually blonde in real life. They just made him dye his hair.
It's the Irish charm.
Yeah. So I'm super excited for the Niall Horan concert. And then I'm just going to read out the last. So like the very last thing I have on this bucket list is my vibe for this summer. And it goes a little bit like this. Super ultra modern, very cherry, fairy, bubblegum, downtown girl, uptown class. Shirley Temple, Barbie dreams. 2014 hot convertible top, never going out of style. That's that Mi Espresso, summer loving, hot to go princess.
Yep. Sounds right.
That is the vibe I am channeling for this summer. And it's a lot, but I love it.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
Okay. Dana, it's your turn.
Okay, I have like half the things that Natalie has, but oh my gosh, no, it's cute. I also wanted to do a ceramics class. I wanted to do one in Davis because like someone was doing them in Davis, and then they were like, oh, ceramics class only $30, and I was like, oh my gosh, let me go. So I like texted the person like for the address, and like he advertised it as Davis, but it was all the way in Woodland, and I was like, don't say it's Davis when it's not. Anyway, that's my horror with ceramics classes. Okay, cool. So, 2024 summer bucket list. So, mine, I just have the title, like, at the top. And then in a little box by Dana. And then in the right corner, I have, like, a summer playlist that it's just my summer vibe songs, which I'll go through later. But other than that, I just have, like, a list down. And pretty much next to a lot of the things, I have, like, a drawing of, I guess, like, what corresponds to what I'm doing. So the first is, and me and Natalie were talking about this, a trip to the beach, and it doesn't matter which beach. I like Mother's Beach a lot. I like Belmont Shore Beach or Corona del Mar. Laguna 2, Newport's nice. Seal Beach is nice too. But we are water deprived because Davis is like farmland.
It's literally so dry here.
I think it's the best way to describe it.
It is farmland.
It's just like dirt. Yeah. And I went to San Francisco a couple times and I went to the beach there like once. And they're all cold beaches. They never get hot. And it's just not the same. So a trip to the beach multiple times, but I just put that. And then my second one, like we said, art museums, because there's like a bunch of free ones. because there's the Getty, and then there's the Broad, and then there's like the LACMA, and then there's like the MOLA or something. There's a whole bunch of them, but that's definitely on the list. Trying new cafes, because same thing, like I get a lot of cafe stuff on my Instagram and have them saved, but I've only been to a portion of them. But the one that I've been going to recently back home, they opened it. It's literally like a 5-minute walk from my house, so super convenient. And it's called Mono Coffee. And I'm waiting for them to blow up, like literally, because there's this other one they opened up by my house called Homeboy Coffee that blew up major. And when I would go there, like it was empty and it was nice. But then now like it blew up, so everyone goes there. And I'm like, y'all ruined my favorite cafe. So I'm sorry, Homeboy Coffee. Bye bye. I'm on to Mono Coffee. But I really want to try Sip and Savor in Fullerton. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, yeah.
I really want to try Sip and Savor. But yeah. Let's see. Ooh, Bonfire with Friends. I think I've only been to like one or two bonfires in my life. And it was like because my sister had to bring me along. So it wasn't like my own bonfire. So I feel like I want to do, even though I don't like fire, like the scent, and I don't like it, but I want to do it. I want to do it. I think you could do it at like Bolsa Chica.
Yeah. Bolsa Chica has tons of pits.
Yeah, that's where people usually do them.
It's the easiest one, except you have to get there really early in the
morning. Oh, yeah, because they fill up quick.
Yeah, because first come, first serve.
And the parking gets more expensive throughout the day. Yeah. Also, I learned you're not allowed to bring dogs there.
Yeah. Yeah. The dog beach is next to it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, this one, like, I absolutely have to do. Like, if I don't do anything, like, I have to do this. And it's make a music video with summer clips. So when I was younger, my sister, my cousin, and I, we would make music videos to, like, songs that were, like, popular at the time. So we definitely did California Girls. We definitely did Teenage Dream, TJIF,
All the Katy Perry songs.
Yeah. I'm sure we did Starships. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we did Starships. But, like, we used to make music videos all the time. And I want to make, like, a music video where I'm, like, singing along to, like, a song as, like, I'm doing different things. Mm-hmm. You know? With, like, summer clips of, like, where I'm at and what I'm doing. And, like, I don't know if I'll post it or do anything with it. But it's just more so, like, for me to have. Mm-hmm. Just so, like, I can remember my summer. Because, like we said, this is, like, our last, like, free summer. Because mm-hmm. after this, like, we gotta start working. Like, big girl jobs. Which is fine.
We have to sell our soul to corporate America.
Dude. And the thing is, like, when you're in school, you can't even enjoy your summers. Because it's spent either, like, doing summer classes or, like, preparing for the next year. And you never, like, enjoy it because you know that you have to go to school the next, like, quarter. But not this time. Not this time. Oh, my sister said that's so cute. Aww. For our things. So definitely. And then this is a must. Dodger games in LA. I'm telling you, okay, you could get a cheap ticket. Get a ticket anywhere. But all you have to do is like pregame before, get there, and then you just keep on getting drinks and talk to the people around you, and it's fun. Like, it's just a big party. On Tuesdays, they have a mariachi. So they have like live music. It's really good. And they host different event nights. So me and my mom, we like to go to the women's night. And then you buy like a special like ticket for the women's night. And last year they gave out blankets. And they're so nice and warm. And then so they have like a women's night. They do like different like heritage nights of like different like cultures. Like I don't think I've been to the Mexican heritage night. But there's a Mexican one. There's a Korean one. A Filipino one. And then I don't know of any others happening this summer. But yeah, so definitely go to like one of those little events, and you have to get a Dodger dog. Well, you're vegan, you can't, but if you're not vegan, get a Dodger dog in spirit. But yeah, and then like you just dress cute in like your little Dodger gear, and like everyone's just drunk and having fun, and it's great. Okay, here's like my main plans this summer. So like I said in the intro, I'm going to 5 80s concerts, hopefully 6, but this is what the itinerary is looking at. So we have 80s in LA for 2 shows. I'm going to day 1 and day 2. Day 1, I got the second highest VIP, but the first highest was like $1,200, and I'm like, I'm not paying that much like for a ticket. And the only extra thing that it comes with is like from the second one is like what's it called? They call it like ultimate something like fan opportunity. I think you just take a picture on the stage. But I'm like, ah, whatever. And they have, like, a separate room where there's, like, food and drinks. But, like, I don't care. I don't care. I'm not paying $1,200 for that. But the first day, I'm like doing send off where you like get to say bye to ATs as they leave. And a lot of other groups are doing send off and they're like stopping and taking pictures with everyone. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, I want to take pictures with them. So yeah. I'm excited for send off. And then the second day in LA, I don't have send off, but I'm like the third VIP. And that one's a seated ticket as well. And that one, I'm fourth row. Like, yeah. So I'm like,
that's so good.
Perfect. And then after that, my friend and I are driving to Phoenix because we're going to see Phoenix. And we're going to meet up with two of our other friends there. And so AT's fans are called ATINY, like A-T-I-N-Y. But we call ourselves ATINY, but like, the T is spelled like T-E-A, so A-T-E-A-N-Y, like, you know, spilling the T. Because we became friends, because I was just telling them a bunch of drama that happened while I was at the concert, because we all met at the concert. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're ATINY. But we're all going to meet up there, and there's going to be the concert there, and then we're all going to drive back to my house, and then we're going to spend, like, 3 or 4 days back home. But I'm going to get to that part later. And then after the Phoenix show, my friend and I are going to Toronto because it's her bias's birthday. So she's like, I have to be there like for his birthday show. So of course I'm going to. So I'm going to go to Toronto. So it'll be my first time in Chicago. Canada. I said Chicago because I was looking at Chicago next. First time in Canada because I've been out of the country, but only to Mexico. Mm-hmm. Mexico's my only like out of country. So now I'm going up north instead of down south. So we're going to go to Toronto. Honestly, I don't know what we're going to do in Toronto. I don't have anything planned, I guess, for it because I'd rather just explore, see what comes up. I'm not really going with the plan for that. And then AT's in Chicago is right after Toronto. And that one, we have tickets for the first day, but not for the second. So we're, like, really hoping we can, like, get some resale tickets for the second show. But right now it's only one. Anyway, so when my friends are going to stay with me back home, we're planning on going to Universal Studios because, okay, Disneyland's cool, right? Mm. It's great. But summertime, it's going to be, like, super packed. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're not, no, like, for no, sure. It's going to be impossible to get tickets. And, like, you have to be a pass holder, and it's just too much. So we're going to go to Universal Studios. Also, because AT's, like, loves Universal Studios, like, anytime they're in LA, that's where they go. And they always take pictures there. So I'm like, oh, we can recreate their pictures.
What if you meet them?
Ah, no. Because when we're there, they're going to be on their way to Toronto. Mm-hmm. They won't be in LA when we go. Oh, okay. Yeah. But no, the paths won't cross. But it is possible. No, I forgot. They're going to go to Texas right after. They'll be in Texas. No, but we will go to Universal Studios because I love Universal Studios. And then, yeah, so exploring SoCal. So I told them, like, I'll take them around to, like, all the places that I like to go and to, like, just around, like, my area and then LA too because, like, they've never really been to LA like that aside from, like, concerts. But yeah, and then my friend and I, Paris, we're going to try, like, new food spots. Because you know how you can, like, share a saved folder on Instagram? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we, like, saved a bunch of, like, food places that we want to go to. So we're finally going to be able to go to, like, all those places. Yeah. And then next, bar hopping with my parents. Because there's this, like, kind of circle of breweries in LA. There's, like, Angel City Brewery. This other one that I'm forgetting the name. And then there's, like, the, you know, Truly, like, the seltzers. They have, like, a pop-up, like, brewery thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. I've been before, but I didn't get, like, an alcoholic drink because I wasn't 21 yet. But, yeah, so bar hopping with my parents, and they want to do that in L.A. and Long Beach because, like, my parents, like, they're not alcoholics, I swear. Like, they just like to go out to the different bars because they do live music. Mm. Like, last night, they had, like, a jazz night at Alex's bar in Long Beach. Yeah, and there's one, I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's, like, a speakeasy bar that they have in Long Beach. It's, like, ooh, not underground, cool. But, like,
that you have to go through a back
way.
Yeah.
So they have a bunch of that stuff.
I would love to go to Suzuki's.
Yeah. We'll go. Yes. But, yeah, my parents, like, they want to take me to all those things. And then every summer, my sister and I, we do a San Diego trip. And for this, we do the same exact thing every time. We usually like start off in you've been to San Diego before, right? Sister went to school there.
No, my sister goes to Long Beach.
Oh.
But I've been to San Diego.
Right, okay. You've been to Balboa Park, right?
I think so.
Okay. So we always start off in Balboa Park, and then after we get lunch, and then we just walk around Gas Lamp, mm-hmm. and then we go to PB, and then every time we go to San Diego, I get a piercing. So I'll probably get a piercing while I'm there. Like, I know. I always have to get a piercing.
I
think I'm going to get the double. Because I have, like, the first hole, but I'm probably going to get the second one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll probably do that. Because that one's, like, low commitment, so yeah, I can do that.
That one's super easy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I don't want to spend my whole summer worrying about a piercing. Mm-hmm. That one's going to heal easily. And then next, my friend, she wants to take me to WeHo, like West Hollywood, to check out all like the clubs and stuff. Like, she said that it's like just like a whole line of just like different clubs, and you can just like hop to the different ones. Yeah, and I've only been to one club in SAC, and I would not call Parkside a club. Davis just has bars. There's not a club in Davis. But like, I've only really been just to the bars, but she's gonna take me to the clubs there, and I'm so excited. There's this one, she said it's called like Let's Go Disco, and they just do like disco music.
That's so fun.
Yeah, so that's why I drew a little disco ball.
Oh
yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah, that's gonna be that one. Oh, and then lots of thrifting, because I need to rebuild my wardrobe. Like, I don't really want to dress like a college student anymore.
You're so right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I have just comfortable things that I could wear to class. Mm-hmm. Like, things for Davis weather, but I want to get more, like, I don't know. I just want to get more clothes mm-hmm. that I don't feel like a little kid in.
Yeah.
Because this is, I'm just like a little kindergarten teacher right now. But I want to dress like, oh, also I need to get more, like, business casual clothes mm-hmm. for work.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. So yeah. I need to, like, build my wardrobe again. But like Natalie said, I prefer thrifting too. It's just better. And then my best friend and I, we love going on little walks. So we'll just like walk to the park, walk to Target, walk to like Seven Leaves, or just like walk on the beach. So just more walks. I love walking. Okay, I'm gonna do this one and that one next. Okay, so my next one's take lots of pictures and videos on my disposable camera, because I like having printable pictures, but I have a reusable disposable camera, so I'm not throwing one away every time.
That's so smart.
Yeah, you just refill the film. So yeah. I do that. And then the last thing is to make every day count. I think like one day I saw this thing, it was like, don't count the days, make every day count. And aww. I feel like in Davis, I count the days, because I'm like 5 weeks till graduation. Yeah.
It's like me counting my weekends.
Yeah.
Recently, I'm like, okay, I have these weekends, this is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I don't even count the weeks. I count the weekends.
Yeah, because the week goes by so fast. Mm-hmm. So then the weekend is kind of like your break almost. But yeah, so making every day count, because I don't think I've been making my days count in Davis. But I'm okay with that. I feel like I've done everything you could do in Davis. Mm-hmm. So I'm satisfied. And then I put a little box. I copied Natalie with my vibe. So I put, here's to a girly, sunny, silly, spontaneous, rewarding summer. Because I want it to be like girly, like just mm-hmm. do little girly things. Natalie said we're having a hobby summer.
Hobby girl summer.
Hobby girl summer. And then sunny, because I miss the sunlight. Well, now we finally have sunlight in Davis, but like it's a little bit too late. Mm-hmm. It's been cloudy since like October.
Yeah, and we had like good sunlight for a week, and mm-hmm. now it's just getting hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had terrible weather from like October until like mid-April.
Mm-hmm.
Mid-April, and now it's just getting bad. So I've only had like a month of good weather, so I need good weather back home. I need it to be sunny and nice. Silly, just because I don't know, we're just silly girls. Like, I want funny stories. Spontaneous, because I love just like little plans of like, someone texts me like, oh, do you just want to go get like boba right now? Mm-hmm. Just like, oh yeah, let's just go right now. Or like, oh, do you want to just go on like a drive right now?
Yeah.
So just spontaneous plans. Or like yeah, like a spontaneous little concert. Rewarding, in the sense that I'm going to let myself enjoy my summer without worrying anything. Because mm-hmm. I've earned it. It's a reward.
You have earned it.
Like, because we you guys don't understand how hard you have to work to graduate a year early.
Mm-hmm.
A whole year early. Because I think, what is that? Like, people usually take 12 units a quarter. 36 units.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. No, we've been taking, like, more units than
the average.
Average.
Because I usually take about 16 to 20 units.
Mm-hmm, same.
Yeah. And summers, I've only done one summer session, but, like, I took 17 units in a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was insane. But, like, yeah, we take above the average that, like, people normally take.
Yeah.
But, like, ugh. I can't wait to have a rewarding summer with no guilt.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't have anywhere to be. Just fun places. So that's that. And then I made a summer playlist. So these are my, like, summer songs. And these are kind of just, like, the vibe of the summer, as well as, like, songs I want to listen to enjoy my summer. So I have Dreamy Day by ATEEZ. Oops. Hot to Go by Chapel Roan. Hot Stuff by Donna Summer. Si No Lo Contesto by Plan B. Fin de Semana, I think that one's by, like, Oscar or something. It's like three different guys that sing the song. Out My Head by Unite. Optimist by Junie. Pop Star by Rico Nasty. California Girls by Katy Perry, because we're California girls. Just Dance by Lady Gaga, just because that's just, like, that's my karaoke song.
Oh,
yeah,
I love it.
That's my karaoke that's a song. Good one. Yeah. What We Doin' by the City Girls. And then, this is kind of embarrassing, but, like, it's true. Cool for the Summer by Demi Lovato. It's just, that's a summer vibe. But, yeah, that is our summer bucket list. That's all we got. All right, well, I'm going to listen to this at the end of the summer to make sure I did everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping, I think this is doable for me. I think this is very doable for me. Any final thoughts?
I am very excited for this summer. I can't wait to just vibe and complete all of these goals. I'm very happy that you've suggested that we do this,
because
I feel like having a list and, like, having goals just set out in front of you, it won't give you, like, a boring day ever. Mm-hmm. And, like, if eventually all of these things get marked off and it's the middle of the summer,
do it again.
Make a new one.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Exactly. There's endless opportunities for you to have a fulfilling summer. So if you are kind of feeling a little bit worried about the summer, like, you don't know what you're going to do, 100% recommend. Make a list. It doesn't have to be all cute, but if you want to, you can.
Yeah.
Make it very cute like we did. And yeah, have a great summer.
Hags!
Hags!
I think that's
going to
title this episode.
Oh my Hags. God. That's so great.
All right, well, bye-bye.